This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading Katrina Kay. You can find her on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Threads, all at Poet Katrina Kay. Her most recent chapbook, No Longer Water, is available through Echo Bird Press. You can read more of her work on her website, poetkatrinakay.com, where she archives all of her previous publications. This poem is previously published in Catching Calliope, Volume 2, 2014. Bricklayer by Katrina Kay. I want to be a bricklayer, something concrete as opposed to just impression. I want to learn to draw hands with accuracy, to show precision in the etch of knuckles, shaded in darkness. There was never enough color. There are so many ways to look at one thing. A church's violet against the changing sky, the horizon set on fire into the backfall. September sun crests different over the yellow fields of the east than the dirt of the city at dawn. I prefer to paint at night. I sketch my father twice, struggling to do justice to the rashes on the tips of fingers. But my messages do not form easy. The images I cross out are more vital than those kept. Instead of laying brick, I layer strokes of finely charred sulfur lemon, removing the bright from the dark, pile one on top of the other. Inspiration turns elusive after the initial thread is cut, displayed, set aside. Too much coffee and wine, too many sleepless nights, strung too high, obsessed with ideal. It is no wonder I always staggered home alone, unable to abandon canvas and easel, until the obtainment of perfection. But how many masterpieces could one man create? It is only a matter of time before I slip from the wall. A chest wound, self-inflicted in a field of wheat, like so many I painted, surrounded by something I find beautiful. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.